my favorite, and probably you heard me saying that 30 times, a frog in a water. Yeah. Now, don't do that at home, but those of you who have taken science classes, frogs have the ability to adjust their body's temperature to the surrounding. So if you get a frog and put him in a pot of water, and that water is cold, he will adjust himself to that temperature. If you start heating up this water, he will adjust himself to that temperature. You could boil that water, then the frog would die. He would not sense that the water is boiling because he adjusts himself to the temperature of the surrounding all the time. Exactly what you say. Chuck said, Satan doesn't come. He said, excuse me, I am the devil and I'm here to tempt you. He doesn't come like that. Here's my business card. I'm here to tempt you. And you say, all right, yeah, good to know you. No, he doesn't come like that at all. Samson, Delilah didn't say, okay, Samson, I am here because I wanted to know how to destroy you completely so the Philistines will get rid of you. She said, no, you said you love me. Now, what is the secret of your strength? Young people, that's what the enemy, I don't know, we're saying it, and I'm going to say it again and again and again. If he could take every one of you and crush your life and destroy it completely, he will do it. And he will do everything in his ability. He will put honey so you would say, oh, it's attractive. Oh, it's nice. To destroy your testimony and your life. You're probably 16. You're probably 18. You're probably 20. Humanly speaking, you could be here for another 50 years, 60 years, even 80 years like Chuck. But if those years are wasted, I'm serious. If those years are wasted, if the enemy takes hold of the next 20 years and destroy you, he won. And the Lord is pleading with you. You did not come to this conference for any other purpose. The Lord is blowing a big trumpet saying, warning, you are a Nazarite. The enemy's after you. Don't give in. Don't even come close. Run. Young man, run. Young lady, run. Stay away from that. Don't destroy your life. My desire, and all of us, the Lord's desire. But if the Lord leaves us here, I wanted to make sure, I wanted to be assured by His grace that every one of you is going on for the Lord. And I tell you what the enemy wants. He wanted to make sure that every one of you is completely gone in the wrong pathway and destroyed. And you have to make a choice. Chuck said it in the outlines. It's all of these decisions that you're going to make in your life that's going to affect that. Samson messed it up. What was Samson's problem? With his eyes. Every time he looked, what happened to Samson's eyes? What is the first thing the Philistines did to him when they caught him?
Cut his eyes.
They put his eyes up. You want to go after your eyes? The Lord will see to it. The Lord will see to it. Not you're going to lose these eyes. You're going to lose the discernment completely. And people say, what's wrong with him? Can't he see it? It's wrong all the way. The Lord will see to it. Be careful. God is not mocked.
Well, I would say, I don't know any, I know few verses that are more heart-wrenching than 18 through 21. Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart. She didn't have to ask him again. And she called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once. For I think he hath showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. Now look at the deliverer. And she made him sleep upon her knees. I think of what Emil just said. How can he not see this? He cannot see this because his spiritual discernment is completely gone. He doesn't know the pathway that he's entering into. Worse yet, we come and find She caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. She began to afflict him. And this is what Emil was saying. He was just like Emil now. He was a little man. He was no longer the strong Samson. Look, she knew it. She knew it. His strength went from him. But you know the sad thing? He didn't know it. What does he say? He awoke up. She said, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he awoke out of his sleep and he said, "Why, I'm going to do what I've always done. I will go about as at other times before and shake myself." And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. Oh, I tell you, what an awful, awful downhill path in the life of this servant. And the Philistines took him, and Emil has said it, they put out his eyes, and they brought him down to Gaza. They bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. I tell you, young people, what an ending. Remember who this man is? "He shall deliver my people." A Nazarite to Manoah, to the parents there. All that he said unto them. "What shall we do for this child? How shall we order things?" And here is where he ended up. I've often expressed, and I think it's a good expression, that God has his directive will for you and I. He also has his permissive will. If I reject his directive will, I don't believe he'll keep me from going in a wrong pathway. I don't know what you think. I don't believe that God will keep me from going in a pathway that's dishonoring to him. I believe that he'll let me go that way. If I will have my way, he will allow me to have the sorrow of it. And I think that's where this man was. Can you imagine the thoughts in his mind as those days went and around and around, Samson tied to this grinding machine? What must he have thought? What must he have looked back on? Thinking of his parents, "Come and help me, get me out of this." No, they couldn't do it. Nobody could do anything for him. Was he accountable? Was he responsible? Yeah, he was all of those things. And here was his life in a nutshell now, reduced to this.